I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. State transportation officials have taken a small step toward building a new ferry terminal at the end of Juneau's Road. It's intended to shorten travel times and improve service between Juneau, Haines, Skagway, and the road system. Federal officials approved a wide-ranging amendment earlier this month to the Statewide Transportation Infrastructure Program, or STIP. Among the dozens of new projects in the list is a call for $30 million for the new ferry terminal, but on no specific timeline. Projects that make the list aren't guaranteed federal funding, but it is one avenue that can lead to it. The Federal Highway Administration spokesperson says that the Cascade Point project is only illustrative at this point and is not yet eligible for funding. Goldbelt Incorporated, Juneau's urban native corporation, owns the undeveloped land at Cascade Point. By sea, it's about 23 miles closer to Haines and Skagway than Juneau's existing ferry terminal at Auk Bay. Goldbelt and the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities signed an agreement in 2021 to work together on the new ferry terminal idea.
We've been working together to try to come to an agreement to develop that area. We're still in a process of establishing feasibility, trying to establish that funding mechanism and who's doing what.
Rob Carpenter is the state's Deputy Transportation Commissioner.
In this particular case, we have a potential vision of a long-term lease with Cascade Point where the Goldbelt Corporation would build it and we would lease it to them in some kind of long-term period.
The shorter ferry route is expected to reduce the system's operating expenses, slash fares, and shorten travel time. That's even after factoring in the extra driving time. It also means crew could complete a full circuit between Juneau, Skagway, and Haines without running afoul of a Coast Guard rule that limits work shifts to 12 hours. The concept for the new ferry terminal is Spartan and would not replace the terminal at Auk Bay. It calls for an unstaffed day-use facility with off-the-grid support infrastructure, pit toilets, storage tanks for drinking water and to take sewage from ferries, and an electricity generator on site. Goldbelt CEO McHugh Pierre says improving this link will have wider ripple effects on the average shareholder and Juneau as a whole.
Then we could have lower cost of transportation, which would provide lower cost of goods, which would then lead to lower cost of services and lower cost of living in Juneau, not to mention fresher produce, you know, better products, and just overall better quality of life.
Additional facilities at the site could improve Goldbelt shuttle service for Kensington mine workers. The new ferry terminal concept has its skeptics and critics. Aaron Brakel is with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, which prizes the surrounding Berners Bay for its wildlife and pristine beauty.
You know, Cascade Point is a terrible project for Juneau. It's bad for Haines, it's bad for Skagway.
He says it will be a logistical nightmare getting people to and from the end of the road, though Goldbelt says it will offer bus service. Brakel says additional marine traffic in the area could also threaten herring runs in Berners Bay. However, Brakel says he's very supportive of the ferry system's interest in building an electric ferry. Earlier this year, the state applied for a federal grant seeking $46 million to build one that would work for short routes, specifically running between Haines and Skagway, Homer and Seldovia, or Ketchikan and Metlakatla. Brakel says if an electric ferry regularly ran between Haines and Skagway, then a ferry from Juneau wouldn't need to go to both communities in one day.
And it would really solve this Juneau to Northland Canal day run issue in a much better way. Auk Bay to Haines, perfect. You know, no other turnaround needed. That's a really good solution, in my view.
Even if the ferry terminal doesn't happen, Cascade Point and other land around Echo Cove are flagged in Juneau's long-term land use plan for development eventually, with a mix of residential, recreational, and water-related uses. Historically, Juneau's local officials have supported development efforts there. In 1998, the Juneau Assembly supported extending the road to Cascade Point. And in 2013, the mayor attended a ribbon cutting for the new section of road. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.